Riley Glenn, those Glenn sisters along the arc. Sundell moves at top of the wheel. Gregory high on the right side. Overhead pass to Sundell. Now Jalen Glenn to her sister Briley. Left corner, 10 on the shot clock. Patient right now, this K-State offense, 6 to shoot. Now Briley Glenn, she'll drive, and that was too easy on the left side. Wisconsin struggling to get back on help defense. 14-point lead for K-State, 90 seconds into the third. Wisconsin back the other way offensively. Ronnie Porter, high on the right side, just in front of us here at the table. Chest pass off to Leisinger. That was dangerous, but Leisinger grabs it. Now she'll move in, left block, outside. Drag that pivot foot. Yes, she did. Got bumped. Leisinger didn't love the call, but she did drag the pivot foot. Turnover again for Wisconsin. They're up to 11 now in this game. 39-25 K-State. 1:45 into the third quarter, just underway. Jalen Glenn inside, turn around there, and that gets blocked. Nice job by Williams. Great blocker. Tied with the Big Ten lead last year in blocks. Swatted that away from Lee. 21 seconds on the shot clock for K-State. Inbound it right of their basket. Pass it off to Briley Glenn. She'll hand it to Sundell. She'll shimmy shake along that right elbow. Now goes back out to Briley Glenn. High pass, but she hauls it in. Back to Sundell. Three-pointer straight on. No, that one punched out towards that court line. Corralled by Jalen Glenn. Another possession here for K-State. There's a three-pointer left of the circle by Sundell, and it is in. K-State coming out firing here in this third quarter. 42-25, they've extended this lead. 7:44 left third quarter. We've got an offensive foul or no timeout called by the Badgers head coach Marissa Mosley, and we will take a timeout as well. 7:44 to go third quarter. Wisconsin has come up empty here to start the third. K-State's making buckets, 42-25, the Wildcats lead. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field. What the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill. And I'll admit, I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of 7 women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Their best start in years, and you're not going to want to miss out on all the action at the Kohl Center. Coming off ranked wins, the Red Hot Badgers men's hockey team will be returning to the Kohl Center for a 3-week home series, and tickets are going fast. For more information and single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hoshunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. So 42-25, the K-State lead. 7:44 to go in the third. Coach Mosley for the Badgers calling a timeout as Wisconsin started the game slow. They are starting the third quarter slow. A 7-0 run to begin things for K-State in this third quarter. Wisconsin just cannot afford these scoring droughts against a Kansas State team that moves quickly and can score in bunches. K-State back out on the floor. Wisconsin will bring 5 out as well. Giannis Jimenez to inbound, forecourt near sideline. Leisinger, Porter, Williams, and Schrammick make up the 5 on the floor in the Cardinal and White. Media timeout not fully finished. Players are ready to go, but that's our pause in the action right now. Next game's for Wisconsin. They will go to Fort Myers, Florida, play Arkansas on Black Friday for the Fort Myers tip-off holiday tournament. Then the Badgers will play either Marquette or Boston College on Saturday. Kansas State, they'll compete in the Gulf Coast Showcase in Estero, Florida. They'll take on Western Kentucky, and then next Saturday play either North Carolina or Vermont. Of course, Wisconsin. Wisconsin men's basketball on many of these same stations. They will kick off their Fort Myers game tomorrow. All right, here's the Badgers offensively. Porter drives inside. That gets blocked. Recovers and left block. Threw it up and in. Nice job by Porter. Even when that first one didn't go, she stuck with it. A lot of players just bail out. Wisconsin 42-27, they trail. 7:28 to go, third quarter. Down low, right block, too easy. Got it into Lee. She went up and over the top of Williams for the bucket. Said it a lot in the first half. If you allow Lee to catch it where she's comfortable, especially on that right block, she'll make you pay. Lee now up to double digits in the game, make it 12. Wisconsin offensively with Jimenez. Trying to direct traffic. Top of the wheel. Gets a screen there. And then bulldozed over Williams. And that was a K-State number three, Jalen Glenn, who tried to go through Williams instead of around her. Can't go under or can't go over, so try and go through her. That won't work. Jalen Glenn, Briley Glenn will go take a seat. Keep Jalen Glenn in. First foul there for Jalen Glenn. Wisconsin fresh 20 on the shot clock. Badgers down 44-27. Under 7 to go, third quarter. Jimenez steps towards the three-point arc. Now inside, there's Williams. Facing up on Lee. Everybody clears out of there. Faking a pivot step, 6 to shoot. She'll turn around. Oh, she got moved away with the body by Lee. Nothing called there. And it comes back on a turnover for Kansas State. Turnovers now for Wisconsin, 12. Jalen Glenn, three-pointer left side, and that is good. But it's bad for Wisconsin. 20-point lead for Kansas State. 6.5 to go, third quarter. As Wisconsin starting the third quarter, only making 2 points. K-State already up to 12 in this quarter. Three-pointer. There's Leitzinger. That's too strong. Boy, they needed that in the worst way. Rebound comes down to Walker, and she'll come up the floor for K-State. 20-point lead for the Wildcats. Gregory, top of the right circle. Lee inside, back outside. There's Jalen Glenn. Saved it. Then it went off of Jimenez. Did she go out of bounds near sideline? Yes. Good effort there by the Badger freshman. But went out of bounds, and so it will stay with K-State. They'll give her 16 seconds on the shot clock. She never really had possession of it. Leitzinger out. Sanaya Copeland in. Tessa Grady also will be a late sub. Brings out Sarah Williams. Where you look at these bench points for Wisconsin, just two in this game. They need some of these bench players to contribute. Easier said than done, though, against a very stingy, aggressive K-State defense. Right of the circle for Lee. Pass it down right baseline. 5 seconds to shoot for Walker. She splits the Badger defense, but then too strong off the iron. Porter goes down in a heat. Ball far sideline. It will go out on K-State and come to the Badgers. Porter gets up. She's all right. Fixes her long ponytail there as she went down hard. And it will be Tessa Grady to throw it in for Wisconsin. Down 47-27, 5:46 to go, third quarter. Porter across the timeline, hands it off to Grady. Here's Copeland high on the right side, flips it over in a chest pass to Jimenez, right free throw line extended. She'll walk it up with the left hand and Porter. Wisconsin just working it around the three-point arc, trying to get somebody cutting in front. 10 seconds in the shot clock. There's Porter, rises left of the paint. That one rattles home. Ronnie Porter building herself a decent game right now, up to 8 points. 4 of 6 from the field. Like to see her shoot it some more. Coming off a career-high 17 points in the last game. Left the block. There's Lee again. She makes that easily. And the lead back to 24 K-State. Just over 5 to go in the third quarter. It is deflating when you work so hard offensively running your system, and then K-State just back the other way, gives it off to Lee in the block, and she puts it in so easily. Wisconsin miscommunication in the circle. Schrammick will turn around, 16-footer. That is too strong off the back of the iron. A lot of shots have been too strong for Wisconsin in this game. Back the other way for Kansas State. They'll fire it off to Gregory, left of the circle, three-pointer, and she connects. Gregory pouring it on here. She's at 9. 3 of 8 from downtown, but every three has been brutal. 52-29 now. Big lead for K-State. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Back outside for Jimenez. Top of the circle. She'll drive. Goes back outside. Corralled by Schrammick. Plenty of time on the shot clock for the Badgers. Now it's at 10. Porter's going to get a screen from Schrammick. She'll drive into the circle. Stutter step goes up. Off-balance shot. Spinning away. A circus-type effort. And that'll go down to Sundell for K-State, and they'll run the floor quickly. They love this transition game. There's Gregory. Whips it back out to Walker, left corner. Now they'll settle into their offense, try and get it down low to Lee. She's got Schrammick on her back and stepping in there. Good defense by Copeland. Read it beautifully, stole it away. Now she'll move up the floor. Off to Jimenez. Under four to go, third quarter. Wisconsin down 52-29. Wisconsin has never led in this game. Jimenez taking some air out of the ball between the circles. Wisconsin trying to cut with Copeland along the near side, and that one a bad pass. Stolen away by Jalen Glenn. She'll come up the floor. She'll stop, put it up, left the block. We'll see if Coach Mosley wants to take a timeout. As the Badgers now with 13 turnovers. 3.5 to go. Coach Mosley will let them play on. 54-29, largest lead for Kansas State. Outscoring Wisconsin 19-4 in this third quarter. Radial drive on the right baseline. Flips it out. There's Porter. Three-pointer left corner. Too strong. She tries to track her own rebound down. She gets to it and does get it. And a fresh 20 on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Porter left of the circle. Moves in left of the paint. Now good moves there. Pulled out the defender and then blew right by her but left it short. Looked good. Couldn't finish. And it's back to for Kansas State. 54-29 they lead. Under three to go third quarter. Grady, top of the circle, pass it inside. Good angle on the bounce pass to Lee. And now you're really starting to see Aoka Lee score a lot of points, 16 points. 9-0 run here for K-State, 14-2 run over the last 440. They have made their last four field goals, have the Wildcats. Wisconsin 0 for their last four. Scoring drought for Wisconsin, 2 minutes and 40 seconds. We'll take a break, 2:44 left in the third quarter, 56-29 K-State. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. 2:44 left in the third, 56-29 Kansas State. Really opening it up here in the third quarter. We said during halftime, Wisconsin got to try and get a fast start. Wisconsin has not done that. 21-4 is the run in this third quarter. Wisconsin actually outscored K-State 16-15 in the second. They were outscored 20-9 in the first. So it is the scoring droughts that continue to be difficult for Wisconsin. K-State currently on a 9-0 run. Look at Wisconsin last year. They were 7-7 at home, 4-8 on the road. It was those road games that were very difficult. And what's interesting for Kansas State is last year they were 15-4. At home. They were 0-10 on the road. So for K-State, just such a huge difference home versus away. They technically, I guess, at least in K-State's mind, they counted that game in Milwaukee where Wisconsin was the host for the Brew City Battle where they played at the Brewers facility and Fan Field. They called that a neutral site. So last year, K-State went 4-3 in terms of neutral site games. But they are so much better here than on the road. And for Wisconsin, trying to figure out how to get better on the road, which is to get ready for some Big Ten difficult tasks. It is good for Wisconsin, the non-conference, challenge themselves, play teams like Kansas State in what is really a raucous environment here at the Bramlage Coliseum, because obviously what you face in the Big Ten, it is challenging. 56-29, K-State leads. Wisconsin with the ball. 2:36 to go, third quarter. Badgers Copeland on the left side. Off to Leitzinger, right of the circle. There's going to be inside from Porter, trying to connect with Williams. Did it go through her hands? It did, but then it was also touched by the defender on the backside. So Wisconsin will get 13 seconds on the shot clock. Copeland, first two options aren't there, then hits, finds Porter, and she'll back it out in the left corner, off to Copeland. 10 seconds in the shot clock for UW. Leitzinger, right free throw line extended, 4 seconds to shoot. She's going to try and back it out. Got to get rid of it there, 2 seconds. Williams is going to have to fire it up. They won't get it off. That's going to be a shot clock violation, and it will go to Kansas State. Scoring drought continues here for Wisconsin. 14 turnovers for the Badgers. Kansas State with only 4. See this K-State team that last year they were disappointed, 5-13 in the Big 12, played in the NIT, got to the third round, but have much bigger expectations this year. Stolen away, there's Ronnie Porter, going to come up the floor, goes coast to coast, lays it up and in. And a nice play there for Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter. She's up to double digits now, 10, averaging 12 points per game in the young season. Should surpass that today. 56-31 Kansas State. 1:47 left in the third. Wide open down the lane with Sanchez. Split two Badgers. Nobody went with her. And that was an easy one. 58-31 Kansas State. 95 seconds left in the third. Porter coming up high on the right side. Pass it off top of the circle. There's Copeland. Surveying her options. Gets a Williams screen. Pick and roll. Couldn't connect with Williams. She tripped off of a foot. Gets up. She's all right. Leitzinger now to Porter. 10 seconds to shoot. Right corner. Copeland passed up the three. Now took the three. That's going to be well short. Shot clock doesn't reset. Got to get it up. Williams, no, but a foul. She'll go to the free throw line for a pair. Heavenly Greer into the game for the first time, called for the first personal. Two as a team for K-State. Wisconsin, no personal fouls in this third. Total fouls, Wisconsin just with 4 in this game. K-State with 7. Free throws for Sarah Williams. She's 2 for 2 so far. Make it 3 for 3. Sarah Williams, all Big Ten freshman team member a season ago. As we talked with Coach Mosley during the pregame interview, second free throw off the right side, missed. Sanchez, strong rebound, ripped it away from Leitzinger. Now they'll get it up quickly. Move it over to the floor, bounces off a little too quickly. That one will go off a foot, and it will come back to Wisconsin. Just the fifth turnover for K-State. Talked to Coach Mosley during the pregame. Sarah Williams, she's not going to surprise anybody anymore after the great season she had as a freshman. Certainly she'll be at the top of the scouting reports for opponents all year this year. So part of that is learning then when you're a good player how teams will play you and working through that. Here's Porter, left of the paint, gets it off to Williams. Thought she got fouled. No, but free throw, or rather bucket is good. No free throws for her. And Ronnie Porter went down in a heap, and she is in pain. Got the jersey pulled over her face right now, being checked out by the trainer. She moved in and whipped it over to Williams and went down to the floor hard. And now she's going to get pulled up off the floor. And she then doubles over in pain. And I think they're going to need some help trying to get her off the floor. As, yeah, she's not putting any weight on that right leg. And you just absolutely hate to see it. All right, so she's going to go over to the bench. And they're going to check her out as Porter cannot get off under her own power. Had to be carried off with the help of two members of the team. And so got Jimenez to come in, 58-34. K-State leads, 44 seconds left in the third. And all of us concerned about Ronnie Porter, who exits this game with 10 points and having such a great sophomore season early on. Missed it there. K-State down low right side. Jimenez tried to go up, got her pocket picked. Jamia Harris, layup on the left, good. And it's 60 points for Kansas State before the end of the third quarter. Wisconsin at 34. 25-9 has been the scoring advantage K-State in this third quarter. Jimenez going to take some time off the clock. Shot clock turned off. 14 seconds left in the third. Jimenez playing for the last shot here. The freshman between the circles. 8 seconds. Players cutting in front of her. Now she'll lose it. Gets it stolen away again by Harris. She's going to run up the floor. Second time she's done this. Off the glass. No, missed it. And time expires. So Wisconsin, that didn't cost them anything, but A very difficult third quarter for the Badgers. As again, they only score 9, give up 25. We'll take a break, come back, look at stats, get ready for the fourth quarter. Wisconsin trailing Kansas State in Manhattan, Kansas, 62-34. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Ready for the start of the fourth quarter. Wisconsin trailing Kansas State 62-34, and it is time now for the smart play of the game presented by ATC. ATC energizing your future with smart careers, and we'll highlight Ronnie Porter, who took some defense and turned it into offense. Stolen away. There's Ronnie Porter going to come up the floor, goes coast to coast, lays it up and in. And a nice play there for Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter. She's up to double digits. And that is a smart play of the game presented by ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. But we're looking over at Ronnie Porter, who is to our right, and she is working with Aaron and the training staff as she went down in a heap and pain and could not put any pressure on that right leg. And what's good is she's getting the ankle taped and putting her sock back on. And I'm sure she's in pain, but she's not showing it on her face. Ronnie Porter, tough as nails, but you'd love to see her get back into this game. Wisconsin down 60-34, but boy, the way she went down, you feared the worst. So her getting a sock and a shoe laced back up is great to see. For Wisconsin right now, their leader in points is Sarah Williams with 14, 5 of 12 from the field, 3 for 4 shooting free throws, 4 turnovers for her in 22 minutes. She has not committed a personal foul. Then you have Ronnie Porter, who's got those 10 points, 5 of 10 from the field, very efficient, and just 1 turnover for her. No assists for Ronnie Porter, but she's, 4 assists for Ronnie Porter, 4 rebounds, 10 points, 5 of 10 from the field. And Ronnie Porter will not come out to start the fourth quarter. But if you're the Badgers, forget the score. You knew this would be a tough environment. Kansas State flying high after upsetting second-ranked Iowa earlier this week. You just go out in this fourth quarter, do what you do, and get yourself with some positive vibes as you get ready for the Fort Myers Holiday Tournament later this coming week. 60-34, the deficit for the Badgers. We are underway for the fourth quarter. Wisconsin moves from our left to right. They got it inside for Leitzinger. She'll go in the paint, flips it over to Jimenez. No, stolen away. Sides took it away. And she'll run up the floor, gives it to Maupin. Right side layup. It is good. And more of the same for Kansas State. Takes turnover and brings it into offense. 17 turnovers for the Badgers, 25 points off turnovers for K-State. Inside, there's Williams. Fouled left block, gets it to go off the window. And a chance at the traditional three-point play for Sarah Williams. Sanchez called for the foul there. First of this fourth quarter by either side. And 1 free throw for Williams. Free throw up, and it's good. Sarah Williams for free throws today. Been good, 4 of 5. Sanchez, that was her first personal foul, by the way. Leitzinger out, and here is Ronnie Porter. Freshly taped ankle. Slides her shoes to make sure they're grippy on the floor, and she's going to play ball. Ronnie Porter came in from the Minneapolis area, a walk-on last year, and she has just blossomed into quite the sophomore. Right before our eyes. Had a great offseason and tough as nails. Nothing's come easier for her. Nothing's come easy for her at 5'4", so she's going to play through adversity. You know that. Down low, there's Maupin. 2 different chances missed. And then down low, they find it again. There's a 3-pointer for sides. Halfway down, rattles out. Sanchez, another offensive rebound here. This is their third of the possession. K-State gets a reset on the shot clock. Maupin at the free throw line goes in, goes down. Check that. That's Heavenly Greer who goes down. And it went off her foot. No foul called. She didn't like that. And it will come back to Wisconsin. 62-37 K-State. 8:46 to go in the fourth. Ronnie Porter brings it across the timeline. Near sideline in the forecourt. Rocks the dribble back and forth, throws it over, high pass, Copeland able to bring it down. Now another high pass, Williams fakes the shot, going up against Greer, she'll go, got fouled on the hand. Two more free throws upcoming for Sarah Williams.
Second personal foul, second team foul.
So two more free throws for Williams. Starting to see more of the subs, the bench players now coming in for K-State. We'll be surprised if we see Aoka Lee for the rest of this game. She missed all last year with an injury, so not going to probably risk her health. First free throw short for Williams. 4 for 6 at the charity stripe. 47% for the first three games. She missed that one, too. So she's gone back to the averages after having a nice start at the free throw line for this game. 90 seconds into the fourth. Wisconsin down 62-37. K-State offensively. Inside the paint. Sanchez trying to find somebody to cut back so she could throw it out to her. She connects with side. She'll go inside the circle. Now Sanchez right of the circle. Three-pointer. That one bricks off the backboard. Not close. And Williams able to corral it for Wisconsin. Up ahead to Ronnie Porter. She'll flip it off to Copeland. Dishes it back to Porter. Three-pointer left short. And brought in by Heavenly Greer. The defensive rebound for K-State. In transition, Sanchez. She'll rise up again. Not deterred by that brick of a shot in the last one. That one is wide to the right. And it will come down to Jimenez for the Badgers. Wisconsin running up the floor. And now Porter will slow it down for UW. 7:40 to go in the fourth. The lead for K-State, 62-37. It's going to be a foul way out towards the free throw line as they tried to trap Jimenez at the half court line. She tried to play through it, drew the foul. And now we'll get five players coming in for K-State, and I was wrong. They'll bring in Aoka Lee and all their starters. So wanted to get the second group of five on, and 7:35 to go with 62-37 lead. They'll bring in all five of their starters again. It's Nia Copeland for Wisconsin. Fresh 20 on the shot clock. Out high between the circles. Now Schrammick left of the circle. Hands it off to Jimenez looking for a Schrammick screen. She gets it. 10 seconds of the shot clock. Skip pass over to Williams. She'll try a three-pointer right of the circle. Hits the backboard first. Not close. Coach Mosley hands go above her head. And Jalen Glenn up to her sister. Briley Glenn swatted it away, did Sarah Williams, as rising up, flying through the air. And that got some oohs and ahs from the K-State fans. Williams says not on this possession. Great hustle by Williams running back and getting the block. And then a foul on the inbounds, trying to go up with the shot. I think they'll give Gregory the shooting foul. That'll be on Williams. Or check that, that's on Jimenez. We'll see Leitzinger come up to the scorer's table here. Referee will allow her to come in, take out Jimenez. First personal for Jimenez, first as a team for the Badgers in this fourth quarter. And two free throws for Gregory of K-State. First free throw, hit the rim three times, does not go down. Gregory on the year, 0-for-4 shooting free throws, still looking for the first one. She gets it there. 63-37 K-State, 7:11 to go in the fourth. Porter across the half-court line, moves it over to the left side, hands it off to Leitzinger. Chest pass it off to Schrammick, gives to Copeland. Looking inside, players cutting in front. Offered a screen for Williams, she'll take that, loses it, regains it, goes back out to Porter, left of the left free throw line extended, passes up a three, 10 to shoot, inside to Williams, trying to back down on Lee. Fouled, gets the basket to go, and Williams back to the free throw line, another chance at the three-point play. Boy, Sarah Williams up to 19 points now. And she has done some great work here early in the fourth. Foul on Lee, that's her third. Four is a team for K-State. The free throw here for Williams, and that is good. Sarah Williams now 5-for-8. At the free throw line. 6:48 to go in the fourth. Wisconsin down 23. But continuing to push it offensively and do what they can defensively. Lee goes over the top of everything. Wisconsin's Porter comes up the floor quickly again into the forecourt. Off to Copeland. inside to Williams. At the paint, tried to knife her way through, nothing doing. Goes back out to Porter, right of the circle. Now she'll do a little up and under move around defenders. That one off the glass, though, no good. Rebound by Sundell, and she'll come up the floor somewhat quickly, more of a jog. And then Ronnie Porter steals that one away and gets fouled from behind. Boy, Wisconsin continuing to put an effort here offensively and defensively. And even though it's a 23-point game, Wisconsin forcing Kansas State their 15th foul. So Wisconsin now in the bonus the rest of the way. And Ronnie Porter will get two free throws. K-State 0 for their last seven. It's allowed Wisconsin to do some more things offensively, and the rebounding's been a bit better. Free throw good for Porter. She'll have the second one coming here. Johnny Porter out of St. Paul. Second free throw good. Wisconsin will take a trip to St. Thomas in the St. Paul area coming up in December. 63-42, K-State. 6:11 left in the fourth. Sundell high on the right side. Porter right in her hip pocket. Now Sundell picks up her dribble, throws it inside. Dangerous pass. Gregory able to haul it in. Turnaround off balance shot. Left block. No good. Rebound for Williams. The Badgers come back the other way. 0 for their last eight you have for K-State. Nice pass. They're in transition. A little English on the ball. And Brooke Schrammick throws it off the window and in. And just like that, Wisconsin within 19. 5:45 to go. Still a large lead for K-State. But Wisconsin on a 7-0 run over the last 60 seconds. Riley Glenn throws it over. Jalen Glenn, that'll go out of bounds. Off that near sideline, and it will come back to Wisconsin. So the Badgers forcing turnovers here. K-State now up to 9 as a team. On the floor for the Badgers, Copeland, Leitzinger, Williams, Porter, and Schrammick. Roddy Porter comes into the forecourt in the near sideline. Again, Wisconsin has a bit of a run going. Leitzinger on the right wing. Hands it off to Williams. She waits for traffic to clear, and then she'll skip past. Dangerous. Copeland, can she bring it in? No. Too high. Foot on the out-of-bounds line. And that'll be a turnover for the Badgers. 18 now as a team for Wisconsin. Sanaya Copeland, the native, playing in front of a lot of family and friends. If you're just joining us, talked with her at halftime about it. She said it doesn't make her nervous. It actually gives her confidence. Loves playing in front of those loved ones back in the home state of Kansas, where she was one of the top prospects as a guard coming out of high school. 5:06 to go, fourth quarter. 19-point advantage for K-State offensively. Dollinger outside to Jalen Glenn, inside for Lee, and she'll get fouled on the left block by Williams. Two free throws coming up for Aoka Lee. First personal on Williams. Second as a team for the Badgers. And 5 minutes on the clock. That should be immediate timeout. Referees will blow the whistle and we will step aside. 63-44, K-State with the lead. 5 minutes to go in the fourth. You're listening to Wisconsin Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Reed Magnum filling in for John Adias, called the Badger volleyball sweep at Indiana earlier today. Our producer, Morgan Woods. 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 63-44, K-State with the lead. But Wisconsin on a nice run here as they have continued to push, even with the deficit, on a 7-0 run. K-State 0 for their last 8 from the field. And Wisconsin continuing to fight, outscoring K-State 10-3 in this fourth quarter. They were outscored 25-9 in the third quarter. And then 16-15, Wisconsin outscored K-State in the second quarter. First quarter, though, it was 20-9 advantage K-State. So it's just been every other quarter. K-State dominated the first. Wisconsin actually outscored K-State in the second. Third quarter, all Wildcats. Now Wisconsin, the fourth quarter, all Badgers. So you just look at if this first and the third weren't as challenging as they were for Wisconsin, this potentially could be a bit of a different game. But Wisconsin going to continue to fight until the end. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Wisconsin on to Fort Myers. They'll play Arkansas on Friday in Florida, the Fort Myers tip-off holiday tournament. And then Saturday it'll be either Marquette or Boston College. Arkansas, Wisconsin, Marquette, and Boston College, the four in that part of the bracket for the Thanksgiving Challenge. Free throws for Aoka Lee after the Sarah Williams foul. 19-point advantage for K-State. 5 minutes on the clock. First free throw for Lee is good. Aoka Lee, Player of the Year candidate. Second free throw for her. That is also good. Part of how she scores as many points as she does, very good at the free throw line. So Aoka Lee now with 18 points on the afternoon, becoming the evening. Brooke Schrammick, right of the circle for Wisconsin. Copeland loses it. Can she go regain? Yes, she can. Wisconsin coming up on 10 seconds here in the shot clock. Sarah Williams off to Schrammick. 7 seconds to shoot. There's going to be Ronnie Porter. Stutter set, top of the key, inside. Triple team there. Williams throws it up, draws another foul, and Briley Glenn goes to the referee and is furious at the call. We'll see which of those they called it on Aoka Lee. There was a triple team that, with the shot clock expiring, Williams just had to try and fight through, but then ended up fading away, and they say it got fouled on the hand. So two free throws for Sarah Williams. Williams racking up the free throw attempts now. This will be attempts 9 and 10 of this game. She's at 20 points. Free throw is perfect. Sarah Williams leading everyone with the 21 points. Difficult assignment taking on Aoka Lee, but she's done pretty well offensively, defensively. Done okay. Held her own. It's a tough task. Second free throw good. Made a bull. 7 of 10 from the charity stripe in this one. 4.5 to go. Wisconsin down 65-46. Right block for Lee. Outside, right corner. There's Jalen Glenn. Steps into the paint. Throws over. Wide left. Rebound there strong for Brooke Schrammick. Wisconsin moving it back the other way. Here's Ronnie Porter for the Badgers. Top of the circle. Hand off to Copeland. She'll move on a Schrammick screen. Right of the circle. Flips it over to Ronnie Porter. Bounce pass. That one knocked out of bounds by Dollinger, but it will stay with Wisconsin. 16 on the shot clock. Leitzinger to inbound for UW. A late sub. Zianna Walker will come in for K-State. Takes out Briley Glenn. On the floor for Wisconsin, Leitzinger, Copeland, Porter. Inside there, Schrammick, right block. Nice play. Got a screen, set a screen, then stepped in front and got the nice pass and put it in strong. So Brooke Schrammick with a pair of points there for Wisconsin. Copeland also out on the floor for the Badgers. Right block, fading away. There is Aoka Lee, who continues to pour it in now as she's up to 20. A very efficient 9 of 15 from the field. 5 rebounds for her and no turnovers. When she gets it, she doesn't usually do anything other than go up with it, and that's what the coaching staff of K-State wants. Turn around there. Brooke Schrammick got it blocked, trying to stay with it. Tie up. And possession arrow will be K-State. K-State. 3:30 to go, 67-48 K-State. Coming up during our postgame, we'll look at team stats, individual stats. Hope to get to talk with Coach Mosley. Here's Walker for K-State, right of the circle, a little dancing, gives it off to Dollinger. Overhead pass, a bullet inside. There's Lee, step back, that one wide left, and a rebound comes down to Brooke Schrammick, and she'll bring it up the floor for the Badgers. Copeland high on the right side. These long, lengthy players for K-State. The passing lane's nothing easy. Ronnie Porter left of the circle, three-pointer, wide right missed. Rebound Sundell. get in the passing lanes. Every pass is just difficult, and it wears you down as the game goes on. There's going to be a blocking foul called down low. Leitzinger trying to get a charge. Looked like she was in pretty good position. She get bowled over. Coach Mosley with her arms stretched out saying, "How?" Tell you, Coach Mosley during the film session today said, let's try and take some charges today. And she pointed over to Natalie, who is the best on the team at doing that. And that was the one Leitzinger was trying to get there. So for Leitzinger, that's going to be her second personal foul. Wisconsin with three as a team. All sorts of subs coming in for both sides. Williams will check out for the Badgers. Tessa Grady in for Wisconsin. Copeland, Leitzinger, Schrammick, and Porter. And now Jimenez comes up to the scoreboard. See if they let her sub in, tucking in that jersey. First free throw, no good for Walker. Second free throw up, and that is too strong, no good. Rebound for Leitzinger. Jimenez will have to take a seat at the scorer's table and wait. Leitzinger passes it up to Ronnie Porter on the right side. Inside, there's Schrammick. Turnaround, cuts her way through off the glass, and a nice play by Schrammick, and she's up to double digits with 11. 17-point lead for K-State, 2:40 left in the fourth. Sides in offensively for K-State, hands it off to Walker. Now Kansas State will try that right side. Outside for Harris. Gives to Dollinger inside. There's Greer, right block, and it's up and good. It's a lot of good passing there by K-State, even with these subs coming in off the bench, working that offense flawlessly. Porter, fake left, drive right on the baseline, ran out of room, did a nice job to fire it off on a skip pass left corner and connected with Leitzinger. Wisconsin, now a three-pointer right of the circle. There is Schrammick, and that one well short, not close. Rebound comes down to Harris, and then stolen away by Porter. Goes up, fouled, gets the basket to go. Ronnie Porter will go to the free throw line for one. Ronnie Porter fighting to the end here. 14 points for the Badger sophomore. A couple times a game, she's good for that steal and then a layup, and that time got fouled and finished. 2 minutes on the board. 69-52 K-State. Wisconsin's Porter will get one free throw attempt here. Student section off to her left, making some noise. Porter free throw up, and it hit the back of the iron, and then hit the rim a couple times, and it does go down. That'll allow subs here for UW. Before it comes out, Coach Mosley puts her arm around her. She's proud of her. Pat on the backside. Schrammick goes out, too. Jimenez checks in for Wisconsin. Also, Imbie Jones in for the Badgers. 1:54 to go in the fourth. Wisconsin down by 16. Here's Walker into the paint. Pass back outside to Harris. Jimenez checks her. Now they'll flip it around. Right corner, three-pointer. That's going to be a three for Taryn Sides of K-State. 1:38 to go. Ball comes over to our spot. The scorer's table makes this jump. It will stay with Wisconsin. 72-53 K-State. 1:37 to go. As offense for Kansas State, it's going to cause teams problems in the Big 12. Last year in the Big 12, 5-13 overall. They finished 19-17. They had a very good non-conference schedule. But there's a lot of weapons they have, and you can see even these players coming off the bench, they've got options. Very deep. Wisconsin trying to develop that bench. 1:34 to go. Offensively for the Badgers, Grady throws it over right corner. Called in by Patty Bandela, and she will get a foul. Thought she maybe stepped on the baseline, but she was bumped out. That's on Harris with the foul. Wisconsin well in the bonus here. So it'll be two free throws for Patty Bandela. And for Lena, Patty Bandela looking for her first collegiate points. Freshman out of Canton, Ohio. See if she can get on the score sheet. And she does. First bucket of her collegiate career. Second free throw for her. Right-handed shooter. Just one dribble. Second free throw looked good. Made them both. 72-55. K-State with the lead in the ball. 1:25 to go. Moving it up for Sides. Hands it off to Harris. She'll go on the right side. Double dribble there. Yep, she knew it as soon as she did it. Clapped her hands together in frustration. Tessa Grady to inbound at the backcourt. Coach Mosley still wanting her players to continue to push it here, run a play, get this good experience. Give these K-State fans a lot of credit. They really came out. 4 o'clock tip-off is kind of an interesting time here in in Manhattan, Kansas. Shot goes but doesn't count as there was a foul on Wisconsin. Offensive. But some people were saying 4 o'clock, kind of an interesting time for a Sunday game, but a lot of fans came out and enjoyed it. A rainy day here in Manhattan, Kansas, so not a lot you can do outside coming to this gym and taking a basketball game. 1 minute to go in this one. 72-55 K-State with the ball. Sides, fakes the three, pass it back out. Dollinger thought about a three, pass it up, then drives, throws it in. Good defense by Grady, got her hand on it, knocked it out. 12 seconds of the shot clock. It'll stay with K-State. So Wisconsin 3-0, first time in 5 years they achieved that. They'll go to 3-1, and K-State will improve to 4-0. Pass it outside to Harris. Comes back in the circle. Throws it out. Dollinger hauls it in. 8 seconds to shoot. High dribbles for her. Off the sides. 5 seconds. Pass it off to Harris. 3 seconds. She'll unleash a three, and that is in. These three-pointers for K-State. 11 of 25 in this game, and they've hit a number of them deep in the shot clock. 30 seconds left in this contest. Back down to Embi Jones, running there, cutting inside. Nice play to Copeland, and the Kansas native makes the bucket. 75-57, K-State, and we'll see if they want to run the final 19 seconds off. Wouldn't have to take a shot. And looks like Saniah Copeland taking in some moments here on this floor, looking up at potentially some of her family and friends. Standing ovation here by the K-State faithful. Well, as we said, coming up during our post-game, we'll hope to talk with Wisconsin's head coach, Marissa Mosley. Here's your horn and the final, 75-57 K-State. We'll take a break, come back, hopefully with Coach Mosley. This is Badge Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
to have the results that we're looking for.
You guys are very generous. You let John me tag along and see things in film. And you guys work on these things. I see you and the coaching staff on the sidelines. You're calling out the plays to the players, but then they won't stop it. As you guys are working through a lot of young players in the team, if you would, let us in. What do you tell your coaching staff when you guys are telling the players this is what they're going to do? They do it, and I see on the sidelines a bit of exasperation as you know it's coming, and the players should as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it goes back to what you just said about having a young team, and this is a first time in, you know, road game, first time in an environment like this. You know, you get down a little bit, and I think that there's all lessons that we can learn from this. The major one being that as we're on this journey building to be a championship program, you have to be able to handle the adversity when you go on the road, come into someone else's home territory, and execute what it is that we're talking about, and not get rattled, or, you know, you go down at the beginning and now you're kind of pulling yourself out of a hole that whole time. So you know, lessons that we definitely have to learn.
We're talking with Marissa Mosley. Two more for you, Coach. Ronnie Porter goes down, we all hold our collective breath, and she comes back in and she just fights. I mean, you talk about grittiness, she seems to embody what you're looking for.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that she's been the topic of conversations. I mean, 6 assists, no turnovers in that game. You know, and she just keeps fighting and competing. There's so far not been a moment that's, you know, too big for her. She wants to have the ball in her hands, and I think she's showing by example, leading by example to her teammates, you know, what that looks like.
And I want to ask you about your leading scorer, Sarah Williams. It's it's a tough task, you know, to play lead defensively and then go down offensively. 22 points for her, 7 of 15 from the field, 9 rebounds. Did have some turnovers. That's part of it. What did you think about her play today?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Sarah's a really special player, and we're going to have to keep working. I mean, you know, Lee's, I think, in her sixth year. Sarah's in her second. You know, I think that there's definitely huge bright spots there for us, and, you know, early in her second year. And so excited about what the future can hold, and that, you know, if you can go up against one of the best post players in the country, and we held her to 20, you know, and she got some late there when they put her back in. And, you know, and get 22. It's not kind of one for one there. We got to be able to contain the other players, but, you know, really proud of the effort that Sarah made, because that's a challenge, like you said, that's a challenging and tall task, no pun intended.
Well, and Lee finishes with 4 personal fouls, Sarah only with 1, so
yeah.
Did a great job physically. Coach, thanks as always for doing these.
Thanks, Reed.
That is Marissa Mosley, head coach for the Badgers. We'll take another break. We'll come back. We'll look at team statistics as Wisconsin falls at Kansas State 75-257. You're listening to Wisconsin Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at senexhometownthrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Wisconsin Grow, Wisconsin Proud, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. Post-game show, Wisconsin falls to Kansas State 75-57. First road test for the Badgers, certainly their toughest test of this young season. Wisconsin drops to 3-1 overall. Kansas State goes to 4-0. Let's look at the team statistics. And for Wisconsin, they finished 39% from the field, 20 of 51. K-State 46%, 30 of 65. Three-pointers for Wisconsin was tough today, 3 of 18. That is 17%. Kansas State 11 of 25 for 44%. Free throws, Wisconsin 14 of 17. That was good, 82%, 4 of 10 for K-State. Turnovers, though, really difficult. Wisconsin finished with 19. Kansas State had quite a few there in that fourth quarter, so they finished with 11. But that was a huge advantage for K-State in this one, and they turned it into points. 30 to 12 points off turnovers advantage to the Wildcats. Rebounds, Wisconsin finished with 32, 27 of those defensively. Kansas State with 37, 27 of those. The defensive variety had 10 offensive rebounds. It gave them 8 second chance points. Wisconsin just with 1 second chance point. You also see the difference in the bench. Wisconsin really working to develop their bench. K-State has a developed bench. So the Wildcats, 20 bench points. Wisconsin only had 4. Points in the paint, 34-28. Advantage K-State, 14-7. Fast break points, also advantage to the home team. Wisconsin, 4 blocks, 6 steals, 14 assists. And for K-State, 3 blocks, 10 steals, 25 assists. They passed it well, and they led for all but 49 seconds of this game as the final 75-57. We'll look at individual numbers when we return. 75-57 K-State. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Today's game has been brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. Before we look at individual numbers, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
75-57, the final score. Kansas State wins it. Wisconsin, their first loss of the season. Let's look at individual numbers. We'll look first at K-State. 20 points for Aoka Lee, 9 of 16 from the field. 2 for 2 shooting free throws, 4 rebounds and assists, no turnovers, 4 personal fouls. 27 minutes, but considering how incredible she is, again, she has the D1 record for a single game, 61 points. is what she scored back in January of 22 against Oklahoma. So 20 points holding her to that, that actually is pretty impressive. She is that good. Could be the player of the year in the country. 11 points for a piece for the two Glenn sisters, and then 5 points for Harris. Everyone else, four or fewer. On the other side for the Badgers, Sarah Williams leads everyone today. 22 points, 7 of 15 from the field, 1 for 3 shooting the threes, 7 of 10 from the free throw line. 9 rebounds, almost a double-double. 5 turnovers, only 1 foul in 29 minutes. But that's a pretty good performance considering Aoka Lee was who she was matched up with for a lot of the game. Ronnie Porter, 15 points, 6 of 14 from the field. Didn't make any of her 3 three-point attempts, but had 3 free throws and made all 3 of those attempts. 4 rebounds, 6 assists, no turnovers, as you heard Coach Mosley highlight. Impressive 35 minutes, and she would have played more, but went off in the second half with an ankle injury, couldn't put any weight on it, got it taped up, the adrenaline started flowing, and she got back in there and continued to perform. Brooke Schrammick, 11 points for Wisconsin, 5 of 12 from the field, also had 8 rebounds, no turnovers for her. Otherwise, for Wisconsin, just 5 points for Copeland, the Kansas native, 2 points for Patty Bandela, her first points of her collegiate career, and 2 points for Dionis Jimenez. That all adds up to a 75-57 win for Kansas State. We'll come back, we'll give you highlights, and we'll also take a look at other scores from around the Big Ten. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Maybe your hometown celebrates